Thanks for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. This sermon was based upon the lectionary readings for the day. To stay connected at Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check us out on the web. Thanks for listening, and stay connected.
So normally, call and response is just limited to the 9 o'clock service, but I thought I would try it today in the 11. So it's going to take all of us listening a little bit, and whenever I use the word listen, what I would like for you to say back to me is, the Lord is risen, His Spirit is among us. Okay, so let's practice that. Listen, the Lord is risen, His Spirit is among us. Perfect. Now, I'm not sure how many of you have been following along in the daily office readings, but if you have, you'll probably notice that over the last couple of weeks, our Sunday readings have been right on cue with our daily ones. While over the last few Sundays we found ourselves reflecting on love, during the week we found ourselves perplexed by the workings of wisdom, as that which pursues and instructs, and as that which beckons and graces, and as that which persists in our lives to give vision and insight from one generation to the next. Wisdom, it seems, like love, is a funny, funny kind of thing. Think about it. Our readings this morning give us yet another exploration in the wisdom of love. They give us a chance at thinking in narrative lays about where love resides and how it emerges as vision. Our readings this morning and our songs as well gift us with thoughts about how love is prayed. And they leave us asking not only what faith love imagines, but where and to what the wisdom of love pushes us. Listen, the Lord is risen, His Spirit is among us. Our reading from Acts this morning paints a beautiful picture of wisdom as knowing and living into the gifts that we each share in community. Here we get this wonderful picture about real people in real time, in real community, being inspired by a vision from God in the middle of the night. And this vision is to take the message of Christ's love to a place, and apparently a place that's already ready to hear it. The gospel of love, inspired by Paul, is carried to the community and captures the imagination of this wonderful character named Lydia. And not only she, this worshiper of God, this dealer in purple cloth, but her whole household is baptized. Her whole household is inspired by the message of love and wisdom that they bring. Indeed, this reading depicts for us the gritty, practical need as people of God, you and I, young and younger, old and older, to be awake to what God is saying to us in the world, indeed in the middle of the night, to the visions that we get from our lives as devoted to prayer and as processing them together. Notice, it isn't just because Paul gets the message that they go. But as the writer of Luke Acts describes, we, being convinced, God called us to proclaim. The wisdom of love, the muse of the Spirit, it may descend upon one primary mover in a community, but it always works itself out en masse. Wisdom, love, vision always work themselves out in conversations with others and the gifts that they bring. Listen, the Lord is risen, Spirit is among us. And then we get this classic psalm, this classic plea that has become for us as Episcopalians the words of our forms and petitions. But my friend, Psalm 67 is no mere gift of prayer. It possesses with it a wisdom that comes with experience, a wisdom that comes from faith. It's all good and well to believe that God is merciful, to believe that God is the creator and source of blessing. But until we have known want, until we have needed the saving health that we cannot find, until we have seen the earth bear fruit and yearned for it in our own lives, the wisdom of faith that abides in knowing God as the source of all goodness and mercy simply resides in our imagination, waiting like a young seed under the soil for just the right time to emerge. Or maybe, as Mumford and Sons would suggest to us, until we've entered into that "you roll away your stone and I'll roll away mine" conversation with God, all of the blessings and wisdom that this psalm proclaim remain but the words of just another really good song. Listen. The Lord is risen. His Spirit. And what in the world are we to make of this pericope out of John? Where is wisdom and love there? Once again, in John's classic form, we get this picture of Jesus with his Jewish friends and followers going on about life, sharing his thoughts about where it is that he is going and who it is that he is becoming. And the reality is, according to John, his friends, Judas, and we can think his followers as well, just don't get it. They don't get how Jesus can proclaim a message of peace on the one hand and of going away on the other, of uniting them in community with God on the one hand and of being completely separate from them but in words on the other. But this is no indictment of the Jews or Judas or the Johannine community any more than it's an indictment of us. Isn't this also the complexity of Jesus' promise of the Advocate, of the Holy Spirit for you and I? Don't we, like the disciples, like Judas, receive messages that we just can't hear or don't even really understand until we need them? All sorts of things keep us from hearing God's voice. All sorts of things keep us from believing with our lives what we proclaim with our lips week in and week out, that beyond all doubt and beyond all fear, that beyond all distrust and disappointment, that beyond all cognition, God will not, has not, and cannot abandon us to isolation. For as people of faith, praying together, singing together, communing together, sharing together, visioning together, worshiping together, hurting together, listening together, togethering together, God is always in the midst of us. And our job, our part in this cosmic sort of practical unfolding of wisdom and love in the world, is very simply to be open to it. To not be confused by simple answers to complex issues. But in those moments when vision is lacking, to proclaim to one another and to the world that eternal vision of that city that is to come and is yet emerging in our midst. Yes, my friends, there is a city whose rivers make glad the people of God. There is a tree of wisdom whose leaves have been made for the healing of the nations. Yes, my friends, the stone has been rolled away. My friends, wisdom, like love, is a funny, funny thing. But they are here. Look around. Oh, really, look around. Be inspired. Embrace your gifts. Find that city or build and join in with that city. The Spirit is waiting. Listen. The Lord is risen. His Spirit is among us. Alleluia. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.